Research shows music therapy in neonatal intensive care units helps infants get released from hospitals early. As Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports, experts in the state helped pioneer the practice, and now it's expanding.
Lullabies like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star have helped soothe babies to sleep for centuries. But it's only in the last couple decades that research showed for babies born premature, these slow, simple tunes could be life-changing. That's music therapist Kelly Holden and her supervisor Rich Motes. They work at Advent Health Orlando and are singing to a baby girl in the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit. Motes says NICU babies are unique patients.
The mom's belly is the most protective environment for them, but when they're born early, they're thrusted into this world that they're not quite ready to handle. So lights, sounds, being touched at different times, learning how to eat is even a thing. You know, as adults, we don't think about that, but that could also be a stressful experience for these tiny little babies.
And when a baby is stressed, that can affect its brain permanently. Jane Stanley directs the music therapy program at Florida State University and is considered by many to be the pioneer of its use in NICUs. She started experimenting with the treatment about 20 years ago after she learned kids born premature were 50% more likely to need special education when they got older.
For fetuses, the neurological system develops in the third trimester, the last 3 months. So a baby that's born 3 months early is having its brain develop in the conditions of the NICU.
Those conditions can lead to unstable breathing and heart rates, as well as other issues. So Stanley studied whether music could help.
Our first study showed that just playing music to buffer the noxious sounds of the machinery in the NICU could cause the babies to be discharged up to 2 weeks early.
Subsequent studies continue to show earlier discharge. Stanley says NICU music therapy has mushroomed in the last 5 or 10 years. Hospitals across the nation are implementing the treatment and hiring music therapists with a special certification to work with NICU babies. Kelly Holden with Advent Health Orlando is one of them. Her recent session with the young girl in the NICU showcased her experience. NICU music therapy typically revolves around an infant's gestational age, or how far along in the pregnancy would they have been had they not been born early. Very premature babies can only handle simple humming. After many weeks in the hospital, this girl had progressed to receive more stimulation, like the guitar played by Holden's supervisor, Rich Motes, and singing. As they go through a series of lullabies, they're constantly checking the baby's monitor to see if any of her vital signs suggest she's overwhelmed. Holden says they're also observing her body language.
You might see a grimaced face. They might get really red in the face. They can give a halt hand, which is basically their arm going straight out and their hand coming out saying, stop, you know, this is too much.
Things seem to be going well. So Holden adds another layer, touch. She lightly caresses the baby's head and moves down to her arms and chest. But Holden notices the girl's face getting red and decides to take touch out of the equation.
Some babies don't get through the whole progression, and that's okay. You know, if they are not being able to tolerate all of that, then it's going to take them longer because we're going to give them more time to calm.
Even singing eventually proves to be too much. The therapists see the girl arching her back and revert to humming. Jane Stanley says overstimulating the baby with music could actually damage the brain. She says that's why training is so important.
It's different from somebody volunteering to say, I would go into a NICU and play a harp for the babies because it's beautiful and obviously it would soothe them. Every baby is developing at a different rate and the music must be applied individually.
It may not be in every hospital's budget to hire a full-time music therapist, let alone one dedicated to the NICU. But Stanley says getting premature babies home sooner saves hospitals money. She estimates patients close to the end of their stay in a NICU cost hospitals about $3,000 a day to care for.
That is a huge savings in medical cost. But the greatest benefit is that 2 weeks early, that baby gets to go home to its family and gets to live in a more normal environment.
New mom Ashley Preston of Gainesville is eagerly awaiting that day. Her son Carter was born earlier this year, close to 3 months premature, and only weighed a pound and a half. He spent the first few weeks of his life hooked up to breathing machines, barely able to move. Preston says music therapy has helped Carter's breathing improve, and she says it's helped her as a parent.
Because, you know, during the time that he was on the oscillator, I couldn't pick him up. But they showed me how to just hum to kind of connect with him.
Carter's a little over 4 pounds now and about the same age as a full-term baby. His mom says she'll continue to use music to care for him once he's home. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.